GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and don't ask us why, but we're considered essential. We'll talk more about that a little later. Our guest co-host behind the bulletproof glass and spacious studio 7A from the University of Maine Augusta, our very good friend Noel March. Noel, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, everyone.
Is your studio thoroughly sanitized, as I promised?
I feel like the boy in the bubble here.
Yeah. Good. Our question of the day, I'm going to ask you first, how well are you adapting to changes and challenges caused by COVID-19, Noel?
Well, in our family, in our neighborhood as well, we are making sort of some new headway into how we live our lives and just keeping the tension down.
Okay, we've given you choices: very well, somewhat well, not well, and I am not affected. How do you categorize yourself?
Very well, well, and a little bit of not affected. I could talk about that later.
Let's ask Shane Savage, who's dialed in on line three. We got a note from Shane over the weekend. Shane is with Savage's Drug in Fairfield and I guess a couple other locations. Shane, welcome to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Let us ask you, how are you adapting and how are your businesses adapting to the changes? Very well, somewhat well, not well, or I am not affected? We can't imagine that you are not affected, Shane.
I would say very well. You know, it's a constant changing atmosphere right now. We're having to adapt to, you know, things that that are coming at us. You know, it seems like every hour there's a change. But basically what we're doing is we've always done delivery for our customers in all four locations, but we're ramping up free delivery. We're starting curbside pickup as of today. We're waiving postage for anybody that doesn't want to leave the house and would like to have their prescriptions mailed to them. So we're having to do a few things different than we normally would during our course of business. But with us, it's, you know, like last Monday and Tuesday, we had over 700 patients just in our Fairfield store in 2 days. So as far as being on the front line and being exposed, you know, pharmacists and pharmacies are being swarmed right now.
Well, Jay Shane, we love our pharmacists. My dad was a retired pharmacist, had his own drugstore, and a trusted member of the community. I went through the drive-through of my local pharmacy, and they said business was insane. Just trying to keep up with the prescriptions for, 90 days is what's being recommended now by docs?
Yeah, 90 days, and, you know, people typically can get a little bit lazy as far as filling their maintenance drugs and refills, and we're not seeing that now. People are they're on point with it. They're picking them up early. They're trying to get extra early. Some of the insurance companies have issued an override so that we can fill medications early. So people are taking advantage of that. And quite frankly, with all the news that's going on, you know, people are panicked, and you know, the last thing they want to do is run out of their blood pressure medication or their insulin and stuff like that. So they're making a mad dash, it seems like, just about every day.
Shane Savage with Savage's Drug in Fairfield. What were the other locations, Shane, by the way?
So we have Fairfield, Oakland, Unity, and Winslow.
All right. Not in Bangor, where Bangor city leaders yesterday tightened restrictions on businesses, certain ones that cannot operate, maybe one employee there total, and among the exemptions, healthcare operations and pharmacies. So I don't see pharmacies anytime in the future being told you cannot operate because you are essential, yet how are you protecting yourselves?
So starting today, we are going to shut the front doors to the front store entrances, and our Winslow store already has a drive-through set up. The other three locations do not, but we've made some makeshift drive-up lanes, so we're going to be either delivering prescriptions curbside, or we have a window in Oakland and Fairfield that's accessible by vehicle. We'll be passing, you know, prescriptions through the windows. At this point, that's pretty much all we can do. You know, we're washing our hands, we're keeping things clean, we're wiping stuff down, but I think it's time now that we limit access to the front store, and if anybody needs anything out of the front store, we'll just grab it for them.
Shane, you may be too busy for this, and not every pharmacy is a compounding pharmacy, but curious to know if, you know, the state has said you can make your own, as a pharmacist, you can make your own hand sanitizers and sell those products over the counter. Is that anything you have time for or have an opinion on?
Well, actually, our Fairfield store has had a compounding lab in it for probably 10 years now. So we've been custom making prescriptions for humans and pets for quite some time. And if we can get the alcohol to make the hand sanitizer, we will do that. It's just the raw ingredients have been virtually impossible to get.
Shane Savage with Savage's Drug of 4 locations. You got a lot of patients coming in. How are you maintaining maintaining your patients with those patients?
So basically, we're trying to get the word out. People are being really good. They're calling in their prescriptions early. They're giving us, you know, we pride ourselves on being able to fill prescriptions in 10 or 15 minutes so people that don't have to wait and wait in long lines. But we're asking people to call in an hour early. We're asking folks to utilize our website and our refill request line there. We also have a mobile app that we're asking people to use to send in their prescriptions. But our customers have been great. They're very patient with us. You know, they understand what's going on, and they get the fact that it's going to take a little bit longer to get stuff out to them. But they've been really good.
Fairfield pharmacist Shane Savage, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Noel is in for George. Another listener whom we received a message from is Natalie Plord. She's with True North Counseling. She's on line two. Natalie, welcome to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. How has life changed for you and your clients at this time, Natalie?
Oh, good morning, Rick. Life has changed, I would say, dramatically. We have gone from seeing patients and clients face-to-face to just a virtual reality. We have incorporated the telehealth, and I am now working from my home and seeing clients through video conferencing.
So many of us are working from a distance. How about this telehealth approach to caring for your clients? Is it effective, Natalie?
I would say, so far what we know, generally speaking, telehealth is very effective. Some of the psychological effects of quarantining is boredom, frustration, anxiety, and social distancing, even as necessary as it is, can be detrimental to mental health. So what telehealth then does is it allows your client to be able to see you face-to-face in their home. It reduces the barriers and the fear and allows them to continue treatment.
Natalie Plord with True North Counseling. Is there any special guidance you're giving clients at True North, considering this is going to be a time of isolation, it's going to be a time of separation?
We're going through some of the, you know, CBT is the word of the day, looking at strategies, things that clients probably already are doing and have done with these same symptoms. They've had these symptoms before. And what has happened is the name has changed. So now it's COVID-19 or coronavirus or social distancing. Before, it may have been a different family event that uprooted them or turned them upside down. So we're using some of the practices that they're already familiar with, some of the reframing, thinking about, this is how I feel. Feelings are a really big deal right now. Everybody's insecure, thrown off balance. And let's change that to the things that we know. Obviously following the guidelines that we're hearing. And I know a lot of people have said this, but really step away from that TV screen for a while. We just are becoming overwhelmed with so much information, and I feel like it's causing people to just kind of get stuck.
You know, Natalie, Rick and I need to sort of look through a bulletproof glass here. We both met the screwed up face.
CBT, what's CBT? We had to look it up.
Quickly, we're Googling cognitive behavioral therapy.
You're very healthy. You had to look up CBT.
Well, listen, how about your own clients? I mean, you've made the adjustment. You just mentioned how you've had to adjust and pivot towards telehealth. Have your clients been as adept at using technology to access your services?
Sure. Interestingly enough, telehealth, really the research started in the 80s and 90s, and telehealth has been pretty mainstream for about 10 years. In my practice, over the last few years, we tested it out a little bit with what we'd like snow days. So instead of losing days, or I think it was a year that a snow happened every Wednesday for whatever reason through the winter, or it felt like it. My clients personally had the opportunity to chime in through telehealth, which is video conferencing. I will say then with snowstorms or when I go away on vacation, clients typically say, no, I'm good. I'll be good for a week. So as of last week, clients are saying, no, you need to hook me up. And there is the fear. There are clients who are worried about seeing you just on a screen and that feeling of you just staring at them through a monitor. This outbreak, this pandemic, has really caused people to become more sure and more okay with telehealth simply because they need a way. It's more about they really need it. They need a way to be able to reach out to somebody.
COVID-19 coverage. Noel is in for George on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Natalie Plourd is on the phone with us from True North Counseling. Talk to us about insurance and coverage of services like this. Some people may want it. Some people may need it. Some people may be concerned to pull the trigger because I don't know if my insurance will cover it.
Absolutely. One of the great things that we know about health and when you go to the doctor or when you're looking for a clinician, that practice or that provider, they should be able to tell you if your insurance is covering it and how they're changing. What we know generally speaking across the board is insurances are really, they're relaxing the criteria for telehealth. Insurances that may not have covered telehealth are covering it now through this. I have seen in some insurances up until they've given dates, June 19th. Everybody's insurance is so different. Either you would call your insurance company to find that out or your provider. So if a client comes to me, I can check out with their insurance and help them know what that is. What we do know is MaineCare, for this area, for Maine and the rural areas, MaineCare and Medicare have relaxed those the criteria. And so those are covered. And that's exciting to me to know that clients who have MaineCare will be covered during this time.
Well, we've seen some tremendous examples of meeting halfway and even going above and beyond by so many businesses and providers and so forth to help adjust the sales to this. You know, I'm grateful that more technology is becoming more comfortable with our seniors. We have a 81-year-old grandma who FaceTimes, sometimes by accident, but FaceTimes. And so if she is able to she is able to access us, and I'm sure she could access you. I want to ask Natalie about employers. So there's a higher level of anxiety and stress around staff, employees, particularly hourly workers in the service industries, losing their jobs. How are you addressing, as an EAP, let's say, employee assistance provider, service for employees?
Right. So the employee assistance providers, they actually have the opportunity to be able to, that provider, and I have gotten calls from providers who have said, we have this employee, and that, I believe, as we move down this road, will work the same as a work injury. It's just that now this will be the mental health road. They will contact us, saying, we have an employee who was affected in this way. Are you able to help them, or do you have time in your schedule to make an appointment for that employee? I believe that will work the same way, and in some regards, that's already in place. The employee assistance programs have been doing that. I will say, it's interesting that you mentioned that because one of the things that I wanted to mention was with our healthcare providers, compassion fatigue, secondary trauma, those are real words, and those will affect those who are on the front lines. Our daughter is a nurse. She is on the front line, and I think nurses and anyone in that area, they're going to have to take some stock after this is over. Before this is over, to really look at themselves and say, how am I? What's going on inside of me now?
Natalie Plourd is with True North Counseling. Where do we find you online, Natalie?
You can find me at truenorthcounseling.com. Psychology Today, and I wanted to say too, Psychology Today, if you just Google Psychology Today, therapists in Bangor or your area, Psychology Today has created this little ticker at the top of pages where you can automatically see how providers are going online.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.